Blog Talk Radio.
Press the one to take it down. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. We have a good show for you. We're going to talk about a new strategy to the reparations payment that we've been discussing for a long, long time. We've been talking about reparations for the better part of 100 years. And today I want to introduce a new strategy, a strategy that I think is a winning strategy. At least it'll get us closer to the goal than we have been in recent and past times. I just think our strategy sucks. It's old. It's outdated. It's antiquated. And to be honest with you, because we're not a monolith, we're not going to agree on how to do it. But I promise you, we will agree that it needs to be done. And in that respect, we're pretty much a monolith. It's overwhelming how many African Americans believe that there's a debt owed to us. Some people call it reparations. Some people call it payments. Some people call it debt. I'm one of the people that call it debt because I'm not concerned about anything except winning. Actually getting done what we need to get done in order to bring wealth back into our community. $2.53 trillion. That's the total wealth of 43 million African Americans in the United States. $2.53 trillion is our total net wealth. Sounds like a lot of money until you understand what it should be. See, what it should be is $12.5 trillion based on our population here, our 14%, 13.8%. How do we get to it? Because we got to figure out a way to get to it. Because there's a disparity report that came out a few years ago that said by 2053, we'll be so far away from it that it'll be at zero. I want you to think about this, 2053. Right now we're in 2023, that's 30 years. In 30 years, it's projected that black wealth will be at zero, and brown wealth, Hispanic, Mexican, whatever you want to call it, will do the same thing 20 years later at 2073. Now, of course, I probably won't be here, neither will you, but some of us will. And it's not about us, it's about our future generations. So I want to talk about it. And what I realized is that I won't be able to talk about it in one show, that we're going to have to unpack this thing because it's a lot more detailed than we know. Because when we present it, we try to present it with a one-size-fits-all, and that's not what's going to happen. One size can't fit all. It doesn't, and it won't. And if this is your first time listening, again, my name is Jay King, and if you wonder why and how and who gave me the mic, well, I'm the president of the California Black Chamber of Commerce. I'm also a member of the group Club Nouveau, which I'm the leader of the group. I started the group, best known for our Grammy Award-winning Lean On Me, but you know some of our other songs, Jealousy, Heavy On My Mind, Why You Treat Me So Bad, Situation Number 9, Rumors. Been around the gamut for a minute. But more importantly, I'm a concerned human being trying to get us into a space where we can be as equal as possible. We're never going to be equal. It's just not in man's purview to do such a thing. But at least we can be a little fairer. And if you think we're going to be at zero wealth by 2053 is alarming, wait till you get a load of the next thing I say. If we don't start looking out for poor and marginalized people who these crimes that I'm talking about have been committed against, black people in particular, you won't have a country anyway. This country's going to implode. And like one of my friends says all the time on Kings in the Morning, Yusuf Kente, Babylon will be fallen. Now, we put too much work into Babylon to allow it to fall. No way, Jose, I can't go for that. No woe, no can do. So I won't go for it. I won't let that happen. That's why we're going to have this conversation. And what I'm hoping is that those of you who call in today, as we get into the discussion, as I get into it, that you will call in and talk about it with me. More importantly, that you'll call other people, get them on the line, and tell them to talk about it with me. Because we need to have this discussion so you guys can get an understanding of how I see it, and maybe you can add another layer to what I see, and now we can get someplace, because it's not some elite group of people telling us what they're going to do to help us get our money that they'll control. Because they look at it as just money, power, and position. And this is more than money. More than money. There's a whole lot to unpack here. And I'm not one of those people who believe that even if it was just money, that there, we have to have an overseer, because we don't want to just give them money and they mess it up. If they want to mess up their money, whoever they may be, what business of it is yours? So when I come back, that's what we're going to get into. We're going to get into the first question. Do we want to win, or do we want to be right? Talk about what it all looks like on the J. King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is J. King. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. How was that, Mike?
That was good.
How'd I catch you? Yeah, because, well, oh. Stick 16 minutes on this one? And then I'm going to do a 16, and then what am I going to do after that? Well, I'm going to do a 16, and then after that, what am I doing? And then after, okay. So 16, 9, 4 and a half, 4 and a half. I'm just trying to get a layout on what I'm going to do and how far I'm going to get. Okay. It's the J. King Show, KBLA Talk 1580. My name is J. King. There's a new strategy that we have to take into consideration if, in fact, we're going to get the reparations that we say we're due. And the first question we have to ask ourselves is, do we want to win, or do we want to be right? And what I mean by that is, I believe that the reason why we haven't received the debt that's due us already is because we continue to call it reparations. That's one of the reasons. Reparations has a negative connotation to a lot of white folks. And to be frank and honest, if white folk aren't bought in, I don't care how much you march. I don't care how mad you get. I don't care how many slogans you come up with. You're not going to win. Now, marching, you're probably right. Matter of fact, I'm going to take that back. You're absolutely right to want to march. Because what's taking place here in this country against us is criminal. Making up slogans, good slogans, move the needle here in the United States. So you're probably right about the you know what? You're right about the slogan as well. You're right about the reasoning, but you won't win. Now, and how do I know? Well, you've been mad already. You've had slogans already. You're always right about the reasoning because of what the foundation that it's based in. So you have to ask yourself, do I want to win or do I want to be right? Because I've been right, but I haven't won. How do you win? And what does winning look like? What do we give up to win? Well, let me tell you what you give up. To win, what you're giving up is a lot of different arguments. Because as long as there are a bunch of arguments, you can't win because there's always going to be a new argument. So you have to whittle down how many arguments you want to have to address and you want to have to or win. So I want to cut down to as few arguments as possible. So the first thing I want to do is stop talking about slavery. Now, a lot of people are going to say, what do you mean stop talking about slavery? That is the basis of the reparations. And then I'll say to you, do you want to win or do you want to be right? Because if you want to be right, I agree with you. It should be the basis, one of the strong bases of the argument, but you won't win. Because there's too many arguments inside of that whole framing of slavery. Because you'll assume that all white people had slaves. And if you do your history, you'll find out not only is that not true, only about 25% of whites in the United States owned slaves. And then you'll say, yeah, but the way they treated people, it was unfair. And then the argument will be, well, if you go through history, this isn't the first time slavery happened. As a matter of fact, you all had slaves that were Africans while you Africans were ruling. So what's the difference? You will make so many different arguments that you'll get so bogged down in why, just in that one basis point, that you'll never rise to the next multitude of bases that actually that you can win on, that don't have a whole bunch of arguments with them. So I say, eliminate slavery. Take it out. So when people say, well, do we include slavery? I say no. And they say, why? I say, because it makes the water too cloudy. It keeps up too much confusion. You'll never get to the win. And I'll come back to you and say, do you want to win or do you want to be right? And if you say, I want to win, then I'll say, let me help you win. If you say, I want to be right, then I'll say, you and I are on the same team. So you go with the slavery team, and you guys go fight for it, and I hope you get it. I'm going to go with the post-slavery team. And if I get it, you'll win. So I'm not saying that if you want to be on the slavery team, and that's your basis. I'm not saying that you can't do it or you shouldn't do it. I'm saying it doesn't fit my narrative. I just don't believe that that strategy is going to get you to a reparations payment. The next thing I say, you have to decide, do you want to be offensive to white people, or do you want to be cognizant of what's palatable to them? Now, some people say, I don't give a damn about what white people think. We the ones who suffer through this. We the ones. And you're right. But are you going to win? Because you're going to need white people, brown people, Asian people, Native people. You're going to need all of them because you only make up 13.8 or 14% of the population. You're not strong enough by yourself. So you're going to need everybody to join in, to partner with you on this, to support you. And you know, it's like having a party. You can't not invite somebody to your party, and then when a fight break out and you see them outside the gates and you try to call them in, they're like, no, you wanted that fight. You had that fight on your own, and they get to watch you get your butt kicked. Or you can be smart, and you can build coalitions and partnerships with people that understand the plight because they know what happened because you're articulating it. You're not mad. You're not angry. You're not yelling. You are very reserved, very measured, very matter of fact. So what do we base it on? Jay, why are you basing it on after slavery? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. The 13th Amendment abolishes slavery. The 13th Amendment says slavery's no more. It's unconstitutional to have a slave now. It's against the law. The 14th Amendment says anybody born in this country is now a citizen. So the 14th Amendment gave us citizenship. And then the 15th Amendment gave us the right to vote. So we have protection under the law. We have the same inalienable rights as our white counterparts. So that's easy enough. Now you have a real foundation to base the crimes that are committed against you to sit on. When you start trying to include slavery, the foundation is shaky. It's not sturdy enough. It gets too convoluted. Too many opinions can sway one way or the other, and guess what? It never moves. And how do we know? Because here we are, 100-plus years later, and we're still having the conversation. So we have to employ a new strategy to get the debt that's owed to us, to get that payment. How do we do it? We have to decide. Do we want to win? Do we want to be right? I want to win. I'm not concerned with being right. Winning is more important to me than being right. The crimes that were committed against black people, performed, promoted, and protected by the very government that is supposed to uphold the law and the Constitution. The very government that was supposed to protect us, the very government that is governed by the Constitution of the United States of America, the very Constitution that added the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to ensure not just the abolishing of slavery, not just our citizenship and our rights to vote, but the same inalienable rights as our white counterparts, fair and equal. Do we include slavery? No. Why do we change it? Why do we change it from reparations to debt? Well, just to be historically accurate for you, the reparation that was going to be paid to us, we'll get into later. But just know that slave owners were paid a reparation at the end of slavery. They received between $300 and $800, slave, man, woman, or child that they owned, to let them be free. They were paid for that. And at that time is when we should have received our reparation. Like I said, we'll get into it. John Beckman said, wasn't slavery legal before the 13th Amendment was instituted? If so, I agree. One can't base reparations on slavery then. You can't win against what was legal. That is why I agree with you on the debt owed. After what elected government did after World War I. Well, let me say this to you, Mr. Beckman. Even before World War I, sir, even as African Americans fought alongside their white counterparts with the Emancipation Proclamation, fighting for the Union, they were treated differently, disrespectfully, and unfair, even in pay. You're tuned into the J. King Show, KBLA Talk 1580. My name is J. King, introducing a new strategy to the reparations payment due African Americans for the crime committed against us by our very own government. We'll be right back. Okay, you ready? And then how many minutes after that? All right, so you ready? This show is sponsored by Highlands Community Charter School. If you're 22 years or older without a high school diploma, is where you ought to be. Not only will they help you earn your high school diploma, they'll help you find a career pathway, and it doesn't cost you a dime, just time and effort. 916-844-2283 is the number. 916-844-2283, Highlands Community Charter School. And remember, it's never too late to get your life in order. It's the J. King Show, KBLA Talk 1580. My name is J. King. Welcome this evening. I hope this conversation inspires those of you who are tuned in to ask questions. We'll take a few questions from people or allow you to make a statement. If you whether you agree or disagree with my assessment, you have a right to speak about it. Now, I want to win, you guys. I'm 61, so I want the debt paid to me before I check up out of here. Paying the debt that's owed to us will help to anchor wealth capacity. And it's not just about money. And what I realized when I decided to take on this subject was that I wasn't going to do it in one show. That this one show wasn't going to be able to encompass all the conversation that we would need to have and to be able to come back and rebut some of or add to. And so I'm hoping that as I say these things, that you all are listening, that you're writing it down, whether it's just in your head or on a piece of paper or on your smart device, to talk about it and come back and add to or create your own position. So the first thing we got to ask ourselves, do we want to win or do we want to be right? Because some of us want to win, some of us want to be right. Then you got to ask yourself, do we include slavery? Why or why not? I say not. The whys, you guys have to figure out why. Then we have to get acquainted with the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments so we understand why these amendments are so important to us and how it affects this whole conversation. Because the 13th Amendment abolishes slavery, the 14th Amendment gives citizenship, the 15th Amendment allows you to vote, and you have protection under the law. And then we have to talk about the crimes against African Americans that were performed by our government, that were promoted by our government, and that were protected by our government. So the very criminal, the very lawbreaker, is sometimes the government itself. And when not, it's promoted to other people. And no matter who's committing the crimes, the government protects them. So I'm going to take this first call. I believe this is Yusef Kente calling out Sacramento. How you doing, Yusef?
What up, Jay? Can you hear me clear?
Perfect.
Perfect. I like that. Yeah, man, I'm listening to you, and you're talking about, do you want to win or do you want to be right? Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yes.
And, you know, to look at that, you know, you got to look at the opponent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you want to win or do you want to be right? And this opponent is a juggernaut, which is a system. You know, so being that it's a juggernaut that it is, I want to win. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just say that. But to the point of what you're saying about the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, so let's just go from that standpoint. You know, okay, let's do that. And let's talk about the debt.
Let's abolish slavery. Exactly. No,
when it comes to talking about the debt, let's just take the slavery out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you made the vision that of 2053, and this is 2023.
Yeah.
So, you know, from that diagnosis and that, viewpoint, you know, I would say this juggernaut is just not going to be truthful with you. Because if you have the 13th Amendment, which was established after, you know, slavery, and it's still not really carried out because you see black men, you know, treated as second-class citizens. and getting killed, and they're making laws right now, which is a black man's law, which is talking about the brother that got choked, and they ain't carrying it out. In today's real time, how much more do you expect them to carry out giving you your debt, paying your debt, and it's been much longer? Mm-hmm. If they don't have
well,
the
let me just say this to you. Let me all say right. this to you, Kente.
I had a few
they
more
don't
things
have,
to say. In a
I know, but this show ain't King of the Morning, so we only have so many minutes, and you know you'll
okay.
get long winded on it.
But
let
How long
me say
have
this
I been so far?
About 3 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
So the show is 45 minutes, so let's just say you took 10% of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that cool with you? But let me say this to you.
Perfectly.
We can, and so what we can do is this. We can stack up every argument like what you're making right now. And we can talk about what can't happen, why it won't happen, what the juggernaut is, and all of that. And so we can defeat it ourselves. We can take on that defeated notion. Or we can say, you know what? I'm going to include the system in it. That's why we're going to bring white folk in it. That's why, but I'll get into that, who's on the panel and all that stuff. I don't even want to get there because I want to do this in sections. So, but we have a remedy for what you're talking about. There is a remedy for the things that you're talking about, a remedy that we didn't think about before. That's why we have to employ new strategies, because the strategies that we use are the strategies that we've always used, the things we've always done. And we have to look at this, like you said, you got to know your opponent. We have to look at this as a boxing match. And there's punches and counter punches. There's bobs and there's weaves. There's inside up against the rope that's out in the middle of the ring. We have to understand who we're fighting. So with that, I agree with you. Okay?
Yeah, and along with that, I'm saying that same institution or people, which is supposed to be so benevolent, they're sending people to Turkey right now because they're so benevolent.
Okay, listen, see, we're not, see, you don't, and now, Brizzle, I'm putting you on mute. It's because you don't know how to stay within the subject matter, which is what we're talking about. We're only talking about a new strategy for reparations payment for the debt that's owed. But instead of you staying within that, now you in Turkey. That's why your dumb ass is on you. Mike, we can edit that stuff. But that's why he's on you. So I got 2 minutes. Monkey said, James said this. By paying the debt, it shows the country's forgiveness and a respectful sorry. It won't change what happened, but it will make some things correct again. And, James, I agree with you that it's as close as we're going to get to any kind of forgiveness from this country. But it will never correct things. Because when you start looking at just the land that was stolen from African Americans, that in 1910 we owned 15 million acres, and in 2023, we own 1.2 million acres collectively, and we can pinpoint why that happened, that the Bureau of Land Management, redlining and eminent domain were all the reasonings why that happened, those three strikes. When you start just unwinding the crimes that took place in this country against African Americans and the communities that African Americans lived in, you would be overwhelmed because they're in the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. It was okay to kill a black man in this country, even easier and more so then than it is today. And you see how easy it gets sometimes today. My name is Jay King. You're tuned into the Jay King Show, KBLA Talk 1580. We'll be right back. Great song, Mike. Make sure you play that. How many minutes do I have in this one? Okay, 2, 4.5 minutes. Okay. All right, so I know what to do on this. Okay. You're tuned into the Jay King Show, KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. The guy you heard in the last segment, Yusef Kente, he's on Kings in the Morning with me every Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find us at thejkingnetwork.com. That's T-H-E, thejkingnetwork.com, Kings in the Morning, 8 to 10 a.m. And you think he gets going here. When you get a load of him there, it's nonstop. But he made some good points. And the frustration, what you hear in him, and you will hear what in a lot of black folk, is the frustration at whether this will ever happen or not. Because we do have an opponent that hasn't been very fair or honest when it comes to black people in particular. And if I wanted to go into the crimes against black people that were allowed by this country, and what I'm going to say to you aren't things that I'm just making up. I'm just off the top of my head. These are things that happened in this country that was allowed by our government. Not only allowed, but promoted. Not only promoted, but protected. And until we address these things and say, you know what, we have to be honest enough to talk about things like the devil's punch bowl. Most people don't know about it. That in Mississippi, Natchez, Mississippi, where the devil's punch bowl exists, in order to control large numbers of African Americans, what the Union Army did was created this walled encampment at a location known as the Devil's Punch Bowl. So it had a natural pit that was surrounded by bluff. So they put all of the, they actually overpopulated it with ex-slaves. And they died of starvation. They died of smallpox. They died of different diseases. They were beaten. People say somewhere between 2,000 and 20,000 formerly enslaved people died there in 1 year. And there are some scholars who suggested that the stories have been embellished or fabricated by Confederate apologists intent on blaming the Union Army for the atrocities. But I promise you, these are not rumors. These are not embellished stories. Just because somebody fought on the Union side did not make them a lover or a respecter of African-American former slaves. To the contrary, they saw them as animals then, before they were free, and they saw them as animals after they were free. Google Natchez, Mississippi, the Devil's Punch Bowl. My name is Jay King. It's the Jay King Show. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, good. I'm good, okay. One more 4:30, okay, this is it. All right. It's the Jay King Show, KVLA Talk 1580. I'm Jay King. I hope you enjoyed the show. Like I said, we're going to probably walk through this in a series to kind of give you a good understanding of the debt that's owed to us and why it's owed and why it's important for us to take a different strategy, not a strategy of being right, because if you start talking about racism, bigotry, prejudices, and biases against us, you're going to be right. So you don't have to keep hammering that home. You're already right. But hammering that those things down don't win the race for you, doesn't win the game for you. What's going to win is your strategy and how you present to other ethnic groups and nationalities that you're going to need to get on your team to help you move the ball forward. And that's why I really wanted to take my time and walk through this and let you walk with me and let you have a say in it. Now, Yusef Kente, I love him. He's my brother. He's like my little bro, but he can get off course. And one of the things that's going to help us to get the debt that's owed to us paid is we have to make sure that we stay course. That discipline has to be, the way you do it has to be job one. I don't care if you know, he's right. He probably knows how to do it. He knows how to get it done. He's going to do it his way. He wants to talk about it, but it ain't going to get us the win. I'm concerned with the win. I want to win. I want to get us to the finish line. I want to make sure that when we're standing there, there's a rainbow there. Because I promise you, all black won't get it. And that means if you had all 43 million black folk together, you won't get it. But if you got 43 million and a rainbow, and some are black, some are white, some are brown, some are red, some are yellow, some are beige, some are a rainbow, a flag of the LGBTQ, they're all there with you. That's how you're going to win. Can't deny the country, but you can deny a people. And we know it because we've watched it. And the crimes that were committed against us were heinous, horrible, monstrous, and criminal. And our government performed in those crimes, promoted those crimes, and then protected the criminals that carried those crimes out. And Janet Marie says, we all must be on the same frequency. And I agree with her to some extent, not all of us, just all of us that are going in the same direction with the same ideology. We have to be on the same frequency. My name is Jay King. It's the Jay King Show, KVLA Talk 1580. This is part one of the new strategy for our reparations pay. Good night, and I'll see you next week. You are like a rainbow in the sun. Call me as a tranquil glass of wine.
You like that song, Mike?
The song, young man.
Kente?
What up, Jay?
So did you understand what I was saying?
I see you in the masochism and like choking and shit while you choking me off the mic and shit. I know you
let me tell you what I did. Because you don't stay on subject.
About them being
Jay, can I say something?
The point I was making, fuck you, Beckman. God damn, this was between me and Jay.
I was just going to
come in.
Of all the mutes I ever heard, that was the best mute ever. Best one ever I ever heard.
Oh, of course.
Okay,
the show was talking about. The point, Jay, was about benevolence. But I like how you framed that to say that I wasn't on the right frequency as you.
Yeah.
Well,
again, tell us about Turkey. What's happening in Turkey, Yusef?
It wasn't about what's happening in Turkey, dum-dum. It wasn't about you sucker, you trick. It wasn't about that, John. It wasn't about that at all. It was about the benevolence. It was about how benevolent they are. Why would they be so benevolent in Turkey, but after 400 years, they still won't show you benevolence? That was my point. The point wasn't about Turkey. The point was that they still have an act of benevolency towards other people, but the citizens of this country are treated like second class and don't get the same benevolency that's given to those across the country or across the world. That was the point, you sucker, you trick, you John.
Oh, you're talking to me? I thought you were talking to Jay. I'm sorry.
Well, I was talking to Jay to you. You distorted the frequency. You came in and you distorted it. Talking
what is
to
the
Jay,
frequency?
You're right. Yeah, well,
what
you came
frequency?
In and interrupted. You interrupted. That's what you did.
Is the frequency megahertz or no?
You're a trick. You're a regular old
John. What does that
John.
Even mean? What does that mean?
What's it mean? What it mean is go sit up and get a hotel in Sacramento and I'll hook you up. That's what it means.
You will? Good.
Yeah.
I look forward
to
that.
She'll do everything you want.
Make sure you get one with a barbecue because I'd love to have a barbecue with you there.
Well, I know the Dahmer in you will come out. You know, but we're not talking about the Dahmerism, the son of Sam of America. We're talking about benevolency that is being put on display by Americans, the American way. The American way, and for that projection to come in 2023, it's like you think black people are Neanderthals. You think that black people can't think. For you to make that statement about 2053, if you expect black people to be at zero wealth of 2053, you really excluded them from your system. Because not even the homeless should be at zero wealth at 2053 with you taking care of them, because that's what you're supposed to do, America. And it ain't all about you, John. You're so vain. You are so vain. You think my talking is all about you.
You probably think this turkey is about you.
You a turkey. You a turkey. You a trick. You all that. All up in one. You're a festival time delight. That's what you are.
Sounds like a good sandwich.
Well, depends on what kind of mustard you put on it.
Love mustard.
Yeah, I know you do. That's why I said it was a layup.
He said, did Plankton just say Beckman is the son of Sam of America?
Of course he is.
So, Mike, you just got a bit of King of the Morning. Just now.
I've been working, Jay. That's why I've been
they
listening.
They go to thejkingnetwork.com.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Word of the Day. benevolent. Can't wait to hear you spell it.
That's what it was. No, it's the unbenevolency. Unbenevolent.
No, unbenevolent now. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question.
You got to put that UN in there.
So, okay, hold on, Beckman. So let me ask you a question. So if, let's say that we got, you know, that the debt did get paid, that they agreed to pay in the debt, and we paid the, and we had the debt paid, would that would that satisfy you in any way?
No, you're still a slave. You're still a slave. That's the whole point. See, you want the money, but you don't want the respect.
No,
see, I'm not making it about the money. I'm talking about the abolishment of. We're talking about you. Let's put it like this: you had abolitionists. What did abolitionists want to abolish? So I'm speaking from the same fabric as the abolitionist, one that wants to abolish what's happening.
But you can't fix. Nobody can fix the past. They can only fix what's going forward. So you're saying that you'll never be satisfied. There's nothing that can satisfy you.
Never. Hey, can't get no. Who made that? Was that Mick Jagger? He couldn't get no satisfaction. Why can't I write a song? I can't get no satisfaction.
You can.
No,
that's what I'm
not
asking.
Satisfied.
So,
not satisfied. That's unsatisfactory. That's nothing but a concession. It has to be abolished. It has to be a phoenix approach. Something has to come out of the ashes.
Down. You're one of those people. I'm gonna tell you why you would never be satisfied. Because you like the whole angry part. You like it.
I'm not angry. Matter
you can't be
what
angry.
It is. It gives me. It's not anger, Jay. I'm not angry.
What is it then?
What it gives me is new material. It's new material because it causes one to think. You know,
No. Your thinking is stinking. Let me just say that to you. You got
of course it smells just like dank, and you know dank.
Jay, then you're Jay. Because
it's
like
that good
weed. You're a trick. You can't say that, Jay. You'll be a trick. Because I'm a trick.
Well, no. No, John, your name is John. That's why he called you a trick, because your name is a trick name. Okay? She was with John today. You see? You got to use your whole mind.
John, This is just talking about pimping and hoeing.
I said Jay is a trick if he said that. That's all, because you called me a trick. But you can call me Jay.
No, he called you a John because you a trick. That's why he called you John. You don't call me a John. I'm not a trick.
Yeah, John. Your name is John, isn't it?
It could be Jack.
Or are you talking? Or
could
are
be
you,
Johnny.
Or are you observing it? Well, then why are you trying to defend what you're not, or hating what I'm saying about, you know, a John? And you're
I actually
Johnny.
Take interest in what you have to say, Yusef, believe it or not. I take interest in it.
Hey, I believe it. You take interest. You should take interest. You should invest in it. Maybe you'll get
How
some
do
mercy.
I do that?
Maybe you'll get mercy.
Mercy?
Yeah, mercy.
Okay.
There'll come a time where you're going to be begging for mercy.
So let me ask you a question, if I may. Serious question. Jay said if you did get the reparations or debt, you still say it won't, it wouldn't cure anything because you'd still be a slave.
No, I said I won't be satisfied. He asked
you won't
the question
be satisfied.
What I mean.
But you
no,
said
I won't be
you'd
satisfied.
Still be a slave. A slave to whom?
You're a slave to the one that paid you. Paid you to get to. All they did is paid you to be quiet, but they still own you. That's what reparations is. You're still getting it from somebody that paid you. If you get reparations, it shouldn't be reparations. It should be you pay me my money and I get to go the fuck home and I can do what I want to do with it. That's what I'm going to do with your money. But instead of...
I agree with you, but it's a debt.
Well, you should agree because that's what America did when America got paid reparations in World War I and World War II. They got reparations. Matter of fact, the people of the Jewish of Israel should agree because they got land. They got a part of reparations. So for you to think that I'm going to sit up and have a conversation with you, you think I'm a Neanderthal?
I do. Not at all. I never said that. I never even insinuated that.
Well, that's what you insinuated.
What?
Yes, that's what you're doing. If you go sit up here and get reparations and give other people reparations, and then in 2023 expect me to beg you to get paid, then I would be a slave to even accept your money. And furthermore, this is about the phoenix rising out of the ashes, man. Didn't he tell you I'm the one that said Babylon falling? So if it fall out of the ashes, rises the phoenix. Remember, you made a symbol of the phoenix as the eagle.
I'm going to tell you right now. One thing I do know is this. The weed that you get is some of the best weed in the world.
Yeah, but I
agree with that.
I grow that weed, so the weed is not greater than
I am. And if
I
come to Sacramento, will you share some with me? Because that's impressive.
No.
What?
You don't get
what?
You need mercy.
Come on.
You need to have mercy before you come and get some weed.
Oh,
you wouldn't know
God,
how to react. You'd be one of the ones that would give weed a bad name. You do something cuckoo with
Mike,
it.
Mike, you're in Sacramento. Will you join me in that weed smoking session we have with you, Seth?
No, you're not going to be. No, you and I will not be smoking the peace pipe. You know what happened to the Indians or the natives when they were smoking their peace pipe? They became
smoking
peace pipe.
I like that.
You know, Mike.
He would.
Mike hit the. You know, he hit the J. He a J hitter. Plankton may not be suitable to get no satisfaction from settling the debt, but he will get 22 deductions. Only the county for cutting up on the J. King show tonight.
She just wants some conversation from me. Just keep texting me, Snitchy Poo, like you have been doing, and we'll continue with our love session on texting on the phone like you want to do right now.
Yusef, do me a favor. Tomorrow's word of the day, and think about it, nonsensical. I think that would be appropriate. But other than that, I love you.
Well, we know how you are with love.
How is he with love?
You know, how am I with love and Neanderthals? How am I?
You're a trick.
You're a trick. Yeah, you're a trick. Mm.
Mike.
You're typical
Mike, are you done now? Are you good, Mike?
You're back. You're nothing. That's
you did a good show, Mike.
Your name.
Great show, Mike.
According to your name.
Can John hear you? John, can you hear Mike?
No, I can't hear Mike. Last week I could, but I can't hear him tonight.
Yeah, because we were on a different contraption last week than we are this week. Mike, did you watch? Did you watch? Yeah, you did. You said you watched. All right, you guys, I'm going to go eat some chili beans, and then I'm going to go to my sister's house tomorrow because she has a whole bunch of chili beans for me that she made for me. So I've
got
to go pick them up.
I got some greens for you, man. I got some greens
you got
some turnips in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but don't put
you,
don't
you
make
got some dried greens for them.
Dried
you got,
greens.
Don't make them super hot, Kente.
I toned it down a little bit, Jay. I toned down the spice, man. I only put about 19 red peppers in there.
Can you send me some, Yusef? I'd appreciate it.
That's good. That's
I'll
good
pay for
the
shipping.
Immune system, Jay.
Pay for shipping.
John Beckman said, would you pay?
That's the thing.
I'll share some with Mike.
Okay.
I'm not sharing with you. Right. Sharon is my sister. I'll do that with her.
Oh, okay. Bummer.
All right. I got to see.
Yeah, it is. It is. It would be
right,
such an enjoyment for you to be sharing with me.
All right, Jay.
I
got to
go now.
I'll
see you guys in the morning.
Thank you for letting me partake.
Thank you guys for tuning in. All right.
One love, Jay.